اصطفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a rectangle on the ground. And then in the middle of the rectangle, he drew one line that went till the end of the rectangle, and it went further out of the rectangle. Then he drew some small lines on that middle line that was in the rectangle. Then he explained the diagram, that the rectangle is the lifespan of a human being, how much he is going to live, how much Allah has sent him time with, 50 years, 60 years, 70, whatever his lifespan will be. And that middle line is this human being living his life. He comes to the end of his life, but so to say, he's still living. Those are all the hopes that he got. A person got hopes, I'll do this also, I'll do that also, I'll do that. And suddenly mort comes and all those hopes of his are dashed. Which our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, said in a very beautiful poem that Qadha aake, Qadha meaning mort. Qadha aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. That a person who was in his full senses, now is totally out of his senses. He can't move a finger, he can't make a signature, he can't say yes, he can't say no. Qada aake bahosh ko behosh karge, hangama-e hayat ko khamosh karge. That you had a lot of plans, I'll do this, I'm going there, you had these bookings made, you had that. Suddenly maut came and everything is so quiet that when people come to the house, to the mayyat house, and ask what happened, their throats are also dry. Words don't want to come out. Everything has gone so quiet suddenly. So those are all the hopes that we have got. And the small lines on this middle line, the person living his life, are the hawadithat, halat, conditions which will come on a person. Sometimes this problem, sometimes that problem, sometimes in his family, sometimes in his business, sometimes in his health. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the one misses him, the next one will definitely get him. If that one misses him, the next one, this dunya is like that. Ups and downs of dunya, a person goes through. But Allah Ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful, the most kind. Allah did not send us in this dunya go suffer like orphan children, nobody to take care of you, and there is no protection for you. No, Allah gave us our protection. And it is up to us to use this protection. If we use this protection, we can go through a safe passage and corridor, safely we can go. So amongst those protections, one is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, recite the three quls, the last three surahs of the Quran, every morning, every evening, with Bismillah each time. So it will be 9 Bismillahs and each surah 3 times. A person who will do this, in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Takfika min kulli shay. It will be sufficient for you from everything. The commentators of hadith, shurah hadith, have given two meanings to this. One is, a takfika min kulli wirdi. It will be sufficient from you from all other wazifas. From this we learn, every person should have some wazifas, something to read, optional readings besides his faras. And it is mentioned, man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. A person who hasn't got any wird, any wazifas to read, nothing comes in his heart also. A person who reads, Allah inspires him. And he realizes the reality of this dunya, it's nothing, it's just a pastime, it's a preparation for akhirat. And if that isn't there, dunya is the big thing in our life. It's the end all and the be all. We live for dunya. And many other things. Allah inspires that person who has got some, he makes tilawat of Quran, some zikrs he's got, some du'as he's got, he reads. To the extent that he does that and how punctual he is, Allah inspires that person. Anyway, sometimes it happens that we cannot read all our wazifas. A person, for example, had a very bad night. Mosquitoes were biting him whole night. He couldn't sleep. Or, for example, you have to catch a flight early in the morning. You have to go and catch a flight. or whatever else it might be. So in such an occasion, then if you just read this one wazifa, it will suffice for all the others. Just like normally we have our full breakfast, but sometimes you have to catch a flight or something, and you can't have your normal breakfast. Your wife will also say, at least have half a cup of tea, at least eat a banana, it will keep you going. But that's not every day we do that. Now, every day we have our normal breakfast, but in an emergency we suffice on that also. So sometimes when we can't do all our readings, then this one reading of the three pulls, that will be sufficient also. It will carry you through. The other meaning is takfika min kulli shar. It will be protection for you from every evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, commonly people complain about jadu, black magic, jinn effect. You will be protected from that also. And today, unfortunately, how many even good people, especially our women, are going to all amils here and there, and what wrong things are taking place in there. For us, where the Quran Sharif is more than sufficient for us. If we use the Quran Sharif for our protection, it is more than enough protection. So reading of the, so we'll be safe from jadu, jinn effects, etc. Another thing, people are complaining about crime, hijackings, robbery, fraud in business, etc. People doing you down, taking you for a ride, you'll be protected from that also. And then also serious health conditions, cancer, a heart problem, when it has come, min kulli, of all evil and wrong, you will be protected. And the biggest evil and shar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, is nafs and shaitan. Nafs that makes you disobey Allah, that makes you do wrong things, shaitan that they misleads you, puts wrong ideas into your head, etc. So you will be protected from that. So we'll get protection from all these things. So we should try, and it's every person knows the three quls also. Other wazifas, maybe we don't know the other ayats or the other duas, but this everyone knows. And what was most necessary, it is Allah's system. He makes it the most easiest. Like for example, we can, without water it's difficult to live, but we can manage also, even for a Muslim who needs a lot of water. But we can make tayammum, there is the alternative. But without oxygen, we cannot even exist for a few seconds. And Allah, so Allah has made oxygen completely free of charge. Water also, actually, we don't pay for it. It's just a service of bringing the water to our homes, which we are paying for. But nobody can pay the price of one drop of water also. Allah has made that also freely available. So like that, in our deen, which was the most important, La ilaha illallah, Allah has made it the easiest, easy to read, La ilaha illallah, and which is your gateway to Jannah. So like that, for our protection, Allah also has made it very easy, the three quls we should read. So let us read it together today now for practice, but on our own. And the best thing is to do, go home and tell the family also. And in fact, tell them, you must read every day. Tomorrow when we'll forget, they'll say, yesterday you were a big mufti, big, very pious person, you were telling me, now today you're not reading. They will remind us. And more than that, tell our children. The wife will still keep, she won't be so open, but children, they speak out whatever is in their heart. And tell the children, you must read it every morning, every evening. And when we won't read it this evening, they'll say, Abba, what happened? You told us to read every morning, every evening, now you're not reading. So it will be a good reminder. And if everyone reads, everyone will get protection also. So let us read together, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Now we have taken out our protection policy with Allah Ta'ala. Not insurance policy. Insurance is haram also. And insurance, they only look for loopholes in the fine print not to pay you out. And they can't protect you from the harm happening. Allah won't in the first place let the harm even happen. And, but this protection policy of ours will expire by Maghrib time. So after that, take out a new policy again. Read again 3 times and we have got a new policy again for the whole night till the next morning. So every day after Fajr, after Maghrib, try and read this inshallah and we'll have protection inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah.